Welcome to Perfectly Designed, the podcast where we faithfully navigate life as God's masterpiece. I'm your host, Rose Hercules, and I'm so glad you're here. This is a space for women seeking to embrace their God-given purpose, find grace in life's challenges, and walk boldly in faith. Each week, we'll dive into real conversations, biblical truths, and uplifting encouragement to remind you that no matter what life throws your way, you are perfectly designed by the creator of the universe. So, grab your tea, take a deep breath, and join me as we journey through life together, one faithful step at a time. Hi! Hey y'all! How are you? I hope that you guys are doing well. I hope that you're having a great day. And I just want to thank you for tuning in to my very first episode. I am screaming on the inside, and I'm trying not to scream on the outside so I don't hurt your ears, but this is a very exciting moment for me. If you could literally see my face, you would see all my teeth. I am so happy to finally be pursuing something that God has put on my heart to do for the longest, and He also has recently confirmed it for me in a conversation with my friend. So, Gabe and Chi, if you're hearing this, use a real one. But we were just having a conversation, and they brought it up. Oh, you should start a podcast. And it might seem like a small thing, but for me, it was confirmation for something that I have been praying on and avoiding for such a long time. And I'm just so happy that I'm finally putting my fears aside and pursuing this. And I pray that it finds the right people. And yeah, so we're here and I'm so happy. I can just say that if you're listening and if you are going to be a faithful listener, I just pray that this podcast encourages you in your walk. Us as women, we have to deal with a lot on a day-to-day basis. We only have a week of freedom every month. Let's talk about it, right? And also navigating life. And for me in my 20s, feeling like I don't have it all together, trying to maintain my relationship with God. And I'm also married, so that is also in the picture as well. And for any woman on here who's listening and you have kids, that's, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of hats to wear at once, but I can say that we do need community, you know, and we do need encouragement to help us in our journey, help us in our walk. And so I hope that this podcast gives you a little bit of encouragement. And as I pour into you, I'm also quite literally pouring into myself as well. You ever had a conversation with someone and they're telling you something that they're going through, and you respond and you're telling them all these things, and in the same time, you're blessing yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, I really needed that. Why can't I follow my advice? This is that instance where as I navigate this podcast and honestly just allowing God to lead it, I know that it will actually be a blessing to me as well. So yeah, I really hope that you are blessed. So just a little backstory about me. I am 27 years young. I am married, no children. Actually, I do have children. Their name is Milo and Miko. Those are my cats. They are my heart, and no cat slander will be allowed here, okay? I was born in Florida, and around fifth grade, I moved to Delaware, which is where I am now. And I grew up a Christian. I was born and raised into Christianity, but I never really had a personal relationship with God up until college. That is when I first truly, I would say, met Him. And it changed my life forever. The first time I ever heard His voice, though, was in high school, and it was my senior year, and I wasn't allowed to get any like piercings or anything like that, but I was a rebellious child. You know, I like living life on the edge. So one day I decided to do it. And during my brother's graduation, it was raining and I was wearing a little crop top and my mom saw it and she was freaking out. And she was like, how could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? Why would you get a piercing as dramatic as it sounds? If you have Caribbean parents, you know, this is the norm for them. So she was like, it's either you take it out or I take your car. And respectfully, I'll take this out in a heartbeat. And so that's what I did. Or that is what I tried to do, right? I went in the bathroom and I was in there struggling with this belly button ring for probably 30 to 45 minutes. And I was getting frustrated. I was getting so frustrated to the point where I think I was tightening it instead of loosening it to take it off. So as I continue to do it, I get more frustrated and I finally reach my breaking point. As I am about to open the door, I hear a voice. It was audible, but if God has spoken to you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was like an internal voice, but it wasn't mine. And it was very soft and it was very calm. And it said, Rose, try again. And I ignored it. I was about to pull open the door and then I heard it again in a very soft, calm voice. Rose, try again. So I sit down and I'm like, whatever. Like, I literally was sitting here for 30 to 45 minutes fussing with this thing and it's not gonna work. I cannot make this up. Soon as I sat down and I played with that little ball, it came right off. I knew it was God, but at the same time, I was like, what? I didn't expect to hear him at that time. You know, I did not expect it, but I always kept that in the back of my mind. And so when I went to college, I would say that I genuinely started my relationship with God for real. I was very, very severely depressed in college. And it got to the point where I wanted to end it all. I did not want to live anymore. I was in a very toxic situationship. I was failing my classes, didn't know how I was going to pay, and there was also family issues going on as well. And so it all just became too much for me. And so one day, I decided that I'm just gonna end it. And so I took some pills, and I sat on the floor in my room. And my roommate at the time was on her bed, and I don't know if she heard me, but honestly, it just felt like I was alone anyways. And so I held these pills in my hand, and I was crying, trying not to be loud so my roommate didn't hear me. But it was really hard to keep it in. And as I held these pills in my hand, I said a prayer. Because honestly, I didn't want to do it. You know, and I wanted a reason to stay. And so I said, God, if you really want me here, I need you. I need to hear you. I need you to show up for me right now because I am so tired. And after a few more tears, I heard, I still need you. And that broke me down. That is what saved me. And from then on, he has just been showing up and showing out in my life. And I'm excited to share my testimony in this podcast as I continue to navigate my relationship with Jesus. And some days are better than most. You know, at the end of the day, I am human, and this flesh wants to do everything to stop me on this journey, but I'm just grateful for a God who chases and pursues, and he meets me where I am each time. And so to be able to speak about a God like that, to be able to speak about my Father, our Father, genuinely makes my heart happy. And so that is really what inspired me to start this podcast, because I know that there are women who are experiencing the same things that I experience and who need this encouragement. This isn't really me preaching to you. This is really a conversation. And as I encourage you, I also encourage myself. And I pray that this finds the right people, and that as I continue to submit to God and let Him lead me in the way that I should go, that His voice might be heard, and that someone might come to see that really all we really have is God. Like, I cannot imagine where I would be had He not found me. I cannot imagine the pain and brokenness and heaviness that I would have still been carrying if He had not found me. Now, I'm not saying that I don't experience things and I'm not healing from things, because that would be a lie, but it just feels so much lighter now. It feels like I'm not the one carrying it, because I'm not. So that is my heart behind this podcast, and I cannot express how happy I am. Like, I'm trying to contain it, but I'm just so happy, and I want this to be a conversation. So if anything resonates with you, or even if you have a testimony that you would like to share with me, please do so, because then it just encourages me on this journey as well. I want to create a space for honest conversations about faith, struggles, and victories, because let's be real, you know, following Jesus is not easy. And if anyone ever said that, they are lying. It's not easy. And so it's really important to have community around you. It is very important to stay encouraged. It's very important to stay in your word and to focus on Jesus. So that is the very first episode. I was about to go in, but I'm like, this is just only the first episode, girl. But yeah, I am so excited. And even if you've reached this far into the first episode, God bless you. May everything that you touch, may it multiply, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. May everything you touch prosper, huh? Your children's children, may they receive all the blessings that the Lord has in store for them. But seriously, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I encourage you also to reflect on moments when God has shown up for you. I don't know what you're going through, but I know that life can get hard and it's easy to forget where God has brought us from. So I encourage you, take the time to reflect on what God has brought you through. Reflect on all the good things that He's done for you. Don't let the negative outweigh the positive, because there is always light at the end of the tunnel. As a matter of fact, you are the light at the end of the tunnel because of who is living in us. And so I hope that this first episode just gave you a little snippet of my life. And obviously, as I post more, you will learn more about me. And I also hope that you would connect with me so that we can learn about each other. But yeah, I will end this very first episode right here. But I do want to leave you with a verse and pray to close out. I will leave you with the very famous verse, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jesus, thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for who you are to us, for being our Father, for being our friend. Thank you for meeting us where we are. Thank you for loving us even when we're all gunky and feel so unworthy to be loved. Thank you for your unconditional love. God, there is nothing that we can do that can separate us from you. So let us hold on to that in moments where we feel alone, to remind ourselves that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, because when you speak, you simply do not lie, and your word says that you will always be with us. And so I pray that you will be with my sister or brother who is listening to this episode, and that you would encourage them in their walk and pull them closer to you. In your son Jesus' name, I do and will always pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Perfectly Designed. I hope you feel encouraged and reminded that you are uniquely created by God. And no matter where you are in your journey, you are never alone. As you go through your day, remember to walk boldly in faith and embrace the beautiful story God is writing in your life. You are perfectly designed for the purpose He's given you. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love for you to share it with a friend, leave a review, or simply reach out and connect. I'd love to hear how you're navigating life as God's masterpiece. Until next time, stay faithful, stay encouraged, and remember, you are perfectly designed.